Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We're live out here at fabulous Flemington up in Sydney. There's just been the running of a very hot trial at Warwick Farm. Home Affairs, who we'll get to see here at Flemington by reports, first up maybe, down the straight in the Lightning Stakes, has just returned in scintillating form, winning the trial very easily. Ice Bath ran on well for second, and in that same barrier trial was the Melbourne Cup winner, Very Elegant. She just had a very quiet bowl around, as you would expect. Maddie Stewart will have more news on that trial after 9 o'clock. Time now to have a chat to Will Gordon, who'll be out here at headquarters having his very first ride in the Rapid Racing meeting tomorrow, and it's great to catch up with Will. Good morning, Will. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. How is the body doing? Because you did have a tumble over the weekend.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I've given it a bit of time to recoup, and it's come good, so I'm ready to go.
What actually happened when you had the fall?
So the horse just went wrong about the 300, 350, and all but come down, and then I've just been flung forward over its head, and hit the deck. So like, it's probably actually not a bad outcome for me, just being a bit sore and stuff, so I probably got away with that one.
How excited are you to be finally having your first ride at Australia's premier track, Flemington?
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. It's something I've wanted to do for a little bit now since I've been running on the flat, so it'd be great to tick off that box, and even better if we get one out.
Have you been out here and ridden track work much before?
No, I haven't, to be honest. It's eluded me, Flemington, so it'd be my first time I've stepped foot on the track. So it'd be a great experience to see.
Really? That's amazing. Taking on some of the best jockeys as well, the top seven Metro, top seven Country, that in itself shows how well you're doing this season, which... no doubt, since you've made, a more focused emphasis of riding on the flat, would give you a great sense of satisfaction.
Yeah, for sure. It's put in a lot of sort of hard yards this sort of first part of the season, and it's all paying off. So you know how it is, and you just sort of try and keep the ball rolling. It's going well at the minute. So yeah, I'm just keen to keep working hard and keep these winners ticking over, and hopefully things can just keep progressing.
Was it watching jockeys like Johnny Allen and Declan Bates that gave you the inspiration to say, you know what, I can combine jumps riding with flat riding?
Yeah, for sure. Like, they're obviously big sort of role models in the sport in that regards, you always have people you look up to in the sport and stuff, and aspire to be sort of where they've got to in the game. So yeah, no, it's been a big help to have people like that sort of forge a path before me, and give me something to really aim towards.
What's your weight, Will? Combining jumps riding and flat racing, what can you get down to?
Yeah, so I ride 56 is sort of my minimum, but I'm obviously one of the taller jocks, so I've got to work pretty hard at it. But it's if you've got something to work towards and aim towards, then it makes controlling the weight a lot easier, because you've got something to do it for. So I work at it, but it's something I enjoy doing it for, so it's not too bad.
Do you consider yourself a jumps jockey who's also good on the flat, or would you become a John Allen and try to merge yourself into becoming a full-time flat rider?
No, look, I'd have to start getting pretty good if I packed in the jumps, because, you know, that's where it all started for me, and that's where I pretty much learnt to ride over the jumps. So, look, it's something I really enjoy as well, but... I'd have to be going pretty good to pack it in, but I'll continue what I'm doing at the moment anyway.
So the passion is still jumps riding. Do you get more of a thrill riding over the jumps than a flat? It seems to be a lot more arduous.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's obviously a lot more work that goes into it which then sort of repays when you get a winner and stuff. It's a lot more rewarding, not just for the riders, but for trainers, owners, and all that sort of thing. And it's actually great. We got a real good community in the Victoria Jumps Racing ranks too. So, you know, it's all, a lot of my good mates are all involved in it too. So it's sort of one big family, which is nice. And there's been a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes to sort of make it grow the way it has. So yeah, I'm just happy to be involved in it. But yeah, like you say, there's probably a bigger thrill winning a decent jumps race than possibly one on the flat. But you know, I'm not gonna turn any win down. But like I say, there's a lot of work that goes into the jumps racing, so you get the reward at the end when you do get a winner.
Absolutely. Well, you won the Jericho as well. Unfortunately, though, Will John's going to miss the jump season, will he? Will he come back in time with that little mishap?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't spoke to Kieran or Dave about him, but hopefully he can come back. And you know how good of a stayer he is, so it'll be a shame if we missed him for the season. But no, it'd be good to see him back at some point.
Well, from winning Jericho Cups and riding in Grand Nationals, the other end of the spectrum is the Straight Six of Flemington. Not only will you be at the races for the first time, it'll be your first experience down the straight where every race is run tomorrow. Have you got anyone to give you a hand, any type of mentoring about how you ride the Flemington Straight Six?
I've got some people lined up to speak to, so look at it. Any advice helps. So yeah, I'll get some advice from a few mentors and see what they have to say. And regarding this straight, and hopefully we can conquer it.
Who do you think's your best ride tomorrow? These are allocated rides. So do you know much about the horses that you're riding?
I don't, to be honest. Obviously, I've seen what I'm riding, and I've had a look through. But on paper, Hills looks like probably my best chance for the day. He's fresh out, but his form looks pretty good. So, and Will Clark, and he doesn't tend to bring them over if he doesn't think they've got a good winning chance. So he's probably the best for the day. And then there's one for Kieran. It's pretty lightly raced. It's won a couple of races, stepping up in grade, but looks like if he can keep progressing, he might be thereabouts. And then the same for the Hayes team. They've got a pretty lightly raced racehorse there that could go on with the job.
Yeah, you've got a good book. Hills is in race 6, number 9. It's the favourite around about 3.20. The Hayes horse is Space Force, which goes around in race 5. It's a $9 chance. We'll have a chat a little later to Will Hayes and get the inside wear. And Cadbolt in race number 2 for Ma and Eustace is also around about a $9 chance drawing gate 1. So gate 1, down the straight, your first ride at Flemington. It's going to be a day to remember for you, Will. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.